you think that she was happy with her life?
No. I think she was frustrated. Mm. I think she was happy in her marriage. She's happy to be a mother.
Yeah.
And because that's what you're supposed to do at that time.
Right.
And she worked hard at that.
Right.
But I think she was very frustrated. Your grandmother was an exceptionally accomplished woman who went to Hendricks College. She, at the time, was an assistant to Helen Keller. She was the first woman ever to debate for the United States debating team, and in fact was the lead debater and beat the Oxford team in a showdown in the United States.
I think that sometimes we fail to talk about is that, you know, your mom was left to take care of you. While her husband was away at war, she was the one with you. And I kind of want to talk about her strength. Did she have a career, Dad?
Well, she didn't. She did a lot of work with the blind. Later on, she became a ghostwriter, an editor. In fact, she wrote and edited later on some of the propaganda for Chiang Kai-shek when he was leaving China, going into Taiwan. And when we moved to California, we moved to a small town, and there was a large Japanese community at that place. We adopted a young girl whose family had disappeared in a fire and had gone through the horrendous area of having been taken from their farm and sent to Arizona like they were traitors, and everything they lost, they had built up, they were American citizens. Anyway, she was involved with the writing of the book, which is the pivotal, the study of that whole betrayal. She helped edit that whole process. And what happened was the lady writing it, she was from Stanford University, came and interviewed your grandmother. And my mother was so forceful in her understanding of all that. And we're talking about a housewife in the 1950s.
Right.
And she understood all that. And she was also, during the time that we were waiting for the war to get over, she was on the original board in Little Rock to plan for the integration of Central High School. And that started in the 40s. And she understood that it was necessary.
So this is during the time when the war was going on.
Yes,
Grandpa was gone.
Yes. And
she had this young boy.
Yes.
So she felt, she saw what was happening in America that day, that day and age, and she felt like she needed to be a part of that, to make movement and change happen.
Yes.
So if I reflect on, you know, maybe what's happening today in the world, and especially with this Me Too movement, that's been a very powerful thing happening to us right now. What do you think that Granny would be saying about this Me Too movement?
She was innately, firstly, an independent woman. And so she would say, I think today, she would say, go for it, ladies. You know, there is really, I mean, the idea that women are not paid the same as men or whatever the other issues are and the Me Too right now, she would be all for it.